A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. Yuma, Lamed Beis, Yuma 32a, pagination page 63. We're going to start from the facing page, the Mishnah on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis 31b, pagination 62, about 10 lines from the top, Masnisin in the middle of a line. Our topic is the changes which the Kohen Gadol would do on Yom Kippur as part of the service. Sometimes he was wearing Big Day Zahav, the 8 garments exclusive to the Kohen Gadol, and sometimes he would wear what was described as the Big Day Bod, the garments of linen, white garments, which were similar to the garments worn by the Kohen Hedyot throughout the year, only 4 garments. And whenever he switched from the 8 garments to the 4 garments, he would do a tevilah, immersing in the mikvah, as well as 2 kiddush yadayim v'raglayims, 2 times, one upon disrobing from one set of clothing, and one upon getting dressed with the new set of clothing, so that the result is that in total, on Yom Kippur, he was going to mikvah 5 times and doing kiddush yadayim v'raglayim 10 times. So the Mishnah tells us, Poshat Yorad V'Toval, he took off the clothing and he went to mikvah. Olav in Estapok, he came up and he dried himself off. Heviu lo Bigdei Zahav, and they brought him the golden garments, V'lovash V'kiddush Yadav V'raglav, and he got dressed, and he did kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. And this becomes a springboard, number 1, on this Amud, to understand what kiddush yadayim v'raglayim order is, but more importantly, to get clear the order of the avoda of the day, the service of the day, and how he came to be changing garments the correct number of times, so that he indeed has to go to mikvah 5 times in total. So if you'll drop down on the same Amud, about 15 lines from the bottom, the first words on the line is Resh Mem, standing for Reb Meir Savar. So the Gemara here describes a machlokes of when Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim was done. Reb Meir Savar, Reb Meir holds, Makish Pshita L'Levisha. We should compare the disrobing to the dressing. Ma'levisha lovish v'achakach mekadesh. Everybody agrees that the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim that's done upon getting dressed is after you're dressed. So first you get dressed, and then you do the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, the washing of the hands and feet. Af pshita, Reb Meir holds, also when you get undressed, Poshet, first he gets undressed, va'achakach mekadesh, and then he does the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. In other words, the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim was done without clothes on, similar to going to mikvah. And we'll see on the next daf that indeed this entire kiddush yadayim v'raglayim is compared to going to mikvah, and it's mandated by the Psukim in Parshas Acharemos, this Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. And that's Reb Meir's Shita, that first he gets undressed, then he does Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, then he gets dressed, and then he does Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim again. V'Rabbonon Savri, but the Rabbonon say, Makish Pshita L'Levisha. You should make a comparison with a different way of looking at it. Malavisha kishuhu lavush, just like when the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim on dressing is done, it's when he's dressed. Mekadesh afpshita kishuhu lavush mekadesh. Same thing when he's getting undressed, he does the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim of getting undressed while he's still dressed. So when he's ready to get undressed, he does a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, gets undressed, gets dressed in the new garments, and then Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim again. Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim generally, as described in Parshas Kisisa by the description of the Kiyar, was to emphasize the holiness, the distinctiveness of the Avoda and the Beis HaMikdash. And what emerges from this discussion is that disrobing on Yom Kippur seems to be a chelek of the Avoda in some way. It's part of the service. It's described in the Pasuk, U'poshat, he should take off those garments and put on new garments, and therefore it requires a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. It's literally, it's a part of the avoda, and on Yom Kippur, we don't just rely on the original kiddush yadayim v'raglayim in the beginning of a day the way we would during the year. The different steps, everything is over-sanctified, so to speak, and therefore there's an extra kiddush yadayim v'raglayim each time you step into a new phase of the avoda. Let's move on to today's daf, Lamed Beis. And we'll get a glimpse of how the number of tevilos, the number of immersing in the base, in the mikvah, was calculated. So let's start, for convenience, about a third of the way down on the page, at the end of a line, Omar Rebbe Minayin. Amar Rebbe Minayin, at the end of a line. Rebbe asks, how do you know l'chamesh tevilos v'asara kiddushin shetovakon gadol mekadesh b'bayom? How do you know that it comes out 5 times going to mikvah and 10 times kiddush yadayim v'raglayim on Yom Kippur? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, kisonis bad kodesh yilbosh. He should wear this linen shirt. Big day kodesh, we're describing the 4 garments of linen, of white. And we're told, and he should wash his body in water, referring to immersing in a mikvah, and he should wear these linen garments. From here you learn, whenever you switch from one avoda to the next, it requires tevila. Now the Gemara later on is going to question, is it possible to learn out the switch to Big Day Zahav requiring immersing also by some sort of Kal Vachomer, that if he has to do a mikvah immersing for the linen garments, then perhaps certainly when he wears the golden garments, it should require a tevila. And the Gemara grapples with it, and there are different ways to look at it with the psukim. And the Gemara concludes that that's the function of this next line, Va'omer, Big Day Kodeshein. The pasuk itself is telling you the reason for the tevila is not because it's linen. It's requiring tevila because it's Big Day Kodesh. And Big Day Kodesh is going to apply both when you're putting on the linen and when you're putting on the gold. Hukshu kol habegodim kulan ze lo ze. All garments have the same halacha. Okay, here's the beautiful part, which really most people never spend time figuring out. Why exactly was it required to switch garments to the point that there are 5 times going to mikvah? So the Gemara tells us, V'chamesh avodos hein, there are 5 services, 5 sections of service. Tamid shel shachar bevigdei zahav. The tamid, the daily offering, was done in golden garments, in the prestigious 8 garments that the Kohen Gadol wears. And that required a tevila before it. And we mentioned that that tevila did not have to be in the Kodesh. It could be in the Chol, because that's just to phase you in, like anybody coming into the Beis HaMikdash would go to mikvah. Avodas Hayom, the service of the day, the special things that were done, Yom Kippur, that brought him into the Kodesh Kadoshim, including sprinkling blood, including bringing the Ktores, Bevigdei Lavan, that's going to be with the white linen garments. Elo ve'el ha'am, what's described as the Karban Ola in the beginning of Parshas Acharemos, and is later described as Elo ve'el ha'am, That is Bevigdei Zahav, in golden garments. So he did a switch over there, and it required a mikvah. Kafu Machta, to take the fire pan out of the Kodesh Kadoshim, he went in again to take it out. Bevigdei Lavan, that would require the white garments. Whenever he went in, it was white garments. Tamid Shobeinu Abayim Bevigdei Zahav, and the final step of the day, the final daily offering, as well as the Ktoris and the Menorah, that was done Bevigdei Zahav. And how do you know that every time you went to mikvah it required kiddush yadayim v'raglayim by the disrobing and by the dressing? Because if you examine the psukim, you'll see that such is the requirement. Yeshikolach, have a wonderful evening.